Our churches are different. from yours in that you guys have your sermons at the beginning of the service. Is that so you can ease out real quick after the sermon is over? That was a joke. So, anyway, I'm not going to be before you long. Today's sermon title, I just read it, we're going to come from actually John 8:36, which is, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
I had a problem
writing this sermon. I wrote it the middle of the week. I didn't like that part. I wrote it again before I left to go to the family reunion. Didn't like that part. I went home last night, took a nap, got up, began to work on it again. Didn't like that part. And so this morning, God decided that he would tell me what to say. Amen? And so today, the title of our sermon is Free at Last. John 8:36. Amen? So what does it mean to be free? What does it actually really mean to be free? To be free is a state of being and liberty. We see that we are free rather than in confinement or under physical constraint. To be tied up, wrapped up, and tangled up. We sing a song, wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. But under these circumstances, we're trying to set you free. And today is Independence Day. Everybody is flying their flags. They're doing all sorts of things, barbecuing. I can smell the meat cooking on the way in different parts of the city. And I know yesterday we were cutting up fruit and all kinds of stuff trying to get ready for the family to come over. But look around. Look around at yourself. Nobody in the building has been restrained to the point that you have to stay. You're not locked down. You're not handcuffed. You're not tied to the chair. Anytime you get ready to get up and leave, you can leave. And that's what it means to be free. You can do what you want to do. I got a Temptation song in my head. When they said on Cloud 9, you remember that song? Anybody? Oh, we got some witnesses in the building. Anybody on that side? Okay. So today, you were not put in chains and made to come here this morning. You had the freedom to make a choice. You could say, I'm not coming, I'm going to stay at home, or I think I'll go see what this new preacher is coming and going to say to us. Is she going to say anything different than we heard before? I hope so, but if not, then if we're on the same plane, that must be telling you something. Amen? Amen. We have to realize how free we are because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. And he has set us free. He set us free. No matter what's going on in the world today, what things are happening as far as the Black Lives Matter and those immigrants that's trying to come here because we are a free country. We are free because of Jesus Christ. Those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we can walk around with our head held high because we're free. Amen?
Amen.
The price for freedom was a long time ago. So today we celebrate that over 238 years ago, on July 4, 1776, a bill was signed to give our country its freedom, meaning we were set free from the bondage of England and its rule. We decided with the signing of this bill that we would abide under the rules of these United States of America. That's what we decided. That's what those people decided back in 1776 on a sheet of paper called the Declaration of Independence. Am I right?
Yeah.
Signed that Declaration of Independence, and it says we're free now. So today, I have no declaration. that needs to be signed, because every day should be a day of celebration. Because when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you accepted the signed declaration of the blood that was shed for me, that was shed for the people on this side of the room, and that was shared for all that believe, even on this side of the room, in His saving power. Do you believe in His saving power?
Yes.
Do you believe that you've been set free by the blood of the Lamb?
Yes.
Okay, then number one, we've been delivered. Oh, today I have no declaration that needs to be signed, because every day is a day of celebration. Number one, we have been delivered from a spiritual bondage through the powerful cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus sets us free from things that lead to death. What are some things that lead to death? One big thing is just sin. I can't call them all. Everybody has their own individual thing that they have to ask for forgiveness for. I'm not going to tell you mine. We might be here a long time, huh? All of us are kind of up in age, so if everybody stood up and began to reminisce over the things that they had to ask God to set them free from or forgiveness from, we would be here probably until, let's say, 238 days. In order for us to confess. But we don't need to confess to each other. We don't need to confess to each other. We can sit in our homes and talk to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and tell Him anything that we want Him to know that we've done. That we know that we've done and nobody else knows. So the song said, you can't tell it, let me tell it. Well, I want you to tell it. I'll tell my own. I can tell Jesus about myself. I can't point you out. I got to point me out. So we are set free from Satan, the world, and ourselves. Only when we are walking in freedom can we serve God the way we want to. The seats are empty now, too, because of COVID, or we're coming back from COVID. But we want to see how many people really are staying home just because of COVID. When they know that they can see it on the Facebook page, they can see it. But who come? The scripture says, let us just reason together. Let's just talk about the Lord. Bible study. Let's just have Bible study and just talk about the Lord a little bit. The blood of Jesus, I'm over my time yet, sets us free from that. Sets us free from the things that led to death. We are set free from Satan, the world, and most of all, ourselves. Most of all, ourselves. Only when we are walking in freedom can we serve God. Well, Revelations 1:5-6 says, Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from death, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve God and Father, to Him be glory and power forever. What is this saying? We're the faithful witnesses. Jesus was the firstborn, but we are coming after Him, and so therefore, we are His faithful witnesses. We have to tell somebody about what He's done for us. If He's a healer, and you know Him to be a healer, talk about His healing power. If you know it's some circumstances that you went through at home or on your job, and God brought you out of it, then you need to tell somebody. You don't have to tell them the whole story. Just tell Him, He'll set you free. Just tell Him, He'll make a way out of nowhere. Just tell Him, I've been hungry and He fed me. You know? Just talk about the conversations that you have with Him, that firstborn, that witness to Jesus Christ. Number two, the Son of God declares Himself the divine liberator. Political freedom may be secured by human deliverance, but in order to enfranchise the soul, a divine interposition is necessary. So what? A divine intervention between you and Jesus Christ, and you and the Holy Spirit. You have to talk to the Holy Spirit. You have to tell the Holy Spirit what you want forgiveness from. It's up to you, and I'm almost done.
You don't have to be almost done.
Take your time.
The results are promised in His Word. Yes, they did it for Abraham. Yes, they did it for Moses. Yes, they did it for the three Hebrew children. Yes, they did it for Daniel and the lion's den. Yes, they did it for all those people. So that was back in the day, as the kids would say. That was way, way back in the day. We want to bring them forward. And if I could go to each person in the room, could you testify about what He's done for you? Can you testify again how He brought you out? The results are from the shed blood that He shed for us, is that He's a liberator. He's able to do more than we can ask or think. And most of all, you have become a free person. Amen. Take those shackles off. Take the chains away. Because you have become free. Free in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because He shed His blood on the cross. I don't have to wait for a declaration of independence. I already know I'm free. I don't need nobody to tell me I'm free, because when I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, that blood dripped a little bit on me to say, Teresa, you are free as well. And so Haggai 1:5 tells us to examine ourselves. Don't look at me. Don't look at your neighbor. Don't even look at your husband. Who said that this is my bride? So don't even look at your wife. Don't look at your bride. But only you can look at yourselves and get the answer. We have all committed some wrong that requires you being delivered from bondage. Every day we do something. If we look back on yesterday, we can pick something out that we did that we need forgiveness for, or we need to talk to God about, or say, did I did do it right? Did I say it right? All those different things. Amen?
Amen.
I thank God today that it wasn't me that had to climb that hill with that old rugged cross. I thank God today that it wasn't me that had the nails hammered in my hands. I thank God today that it wasn't me that had the nails hammered in my feet. But because of Jesus dying on the cross for my sins, I'm free. No more chains holding me. I'm free at last. I used to sing a song, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. So because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, my life is worth living. Just because Jesus lives. And where does He live? He lives on the inside of me. He's not somewhere out there. He's on the inside of me. God bless you, my friend.
Amen.